There you go. That's the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car. I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Simon, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
Oh, Lord, chilling. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling. Butter, what's up?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
I need to laugh. I need to laugh. Yeah, I need to have fun. That's why we on Sand City Radio.
All day, every day. Well, not every day. Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Most days.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask the ladies a question. Y'all just tell me how y'all feel about this. Let's say we walking down the street. I met you on the street. You know, at the grocery store, whatever. Wherever the hell I meet you at. We start talking. We exchange numbers. We start talking on the phone. Maybe after 3 or 4 days of talking on the phone with each other every day. We talked on the phone every day. This is about the fifth day. I ask you if you're a psycho. I just come out and say, let me ask you a question. Are you a psycho? Would you be offended or would it just make you laugh? If a man asked you if you was a psycho, would that offend you or would you just laugh it off?
Okay. Personally, me, I would laugh it off, but I would ask you what makes you want to ask me that type of question. What in our conversation made you think that I'm a psycho?
I'm just saying. Maybe, I dealt with a couple of psychos before in my life. So this time I'm saying I'm gonna just ask her, and I'm going to record your answer. So when you act like a psycho, I can play that shit back. You
right.
Said you wasn't a psycho. Remember that? Now, would that offend you if I say, I'm going to record your answer? So if you turn into a psycho later on down the line.
I would actually probably laugh really, really hard about that one. Because I would then think you was a psycho.
And a psycho ain't going to care about you recording nothing no way.
Right.
If they psycho, they going to be psycho then and later.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you can meet somebody and start off all good, then next thing you know, they following you around, they putting trackers on your phone, all kinds of old crazy shit.
Stalking hard.
So I'm just saying, a man has the right to ask you in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the right to ask, but even if she say no, that still don't mean she ain't no psycho. And just because you record it and you let her listen to it later on when she does become psycho, don't mean she gonna stop being a psycho. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Right. Right after she stabbed you. No, I told you I wasn't no psycho.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on, man. We got
Miss. She got to think that's another woman on the recording.
Right.
But that wasn't
Who is that bitch?
What?
I got the shit on Snapchat.
Oh, no.
Miss Kemp, what's happening? Who we got? Good morning, sweetheart. Hey. What are we talking about today? I kind of missed it. We're talking about psychos and psychos. I like psychos.
Would you be offended if I asked you was a psycho in the beginning of our conversation? I just flat out asked you, are you a psycho?
You know what?
Would that offend you?
No, but I'm going to, well, yeah, probably. And it's funny because today I met my now boyfriend. He asked me if I was crazy. Like, he really did ask me that, and I was really offended. Like, I really was.
Did you laugh it off, though? Or you let
no,
him know
I
you
didn't. I was really pissed off about it.
Really?
Because he was serious. And
well,
I was
duh,
really
was
offended.
Serious.
I was offended. I was.
Hold on, y'all. We got Delife on the line. Delife, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, Delife.
How's everybody tonight? Oh, out for
offended.
A brisk walk.
Yeah.
Everybody's offended.
Hi, Delife.
Right.
Hi. Good morning to you. Wait a minute. You're the morning.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning.
But so what did
really,
I miss?
I think as on an application or even if you just put that out there, like when you're meeting somebody and ask them if they're crazy, you know, it's, you ask. So you should either... like, respect it or laugh at it, or I don't know.
Well, you
okay,
can't lie because I recorded you. I recorded your answer, so you can't lie.
Okay, and what if she say yes? Yep, I'm crazy as hell.
Then it's time to fucking go. It's time
okay,
to end that conversation.
Okay, now, but, now here's the one thing about it. What if the pussy is the ball? I mean, you ain't never had none this good. She done and got tears coming out your eyes. Pussy so good.
But is it really worth the headache?
He's thinking about it.
I mean,
is it worth her? You know, is it worth having her following you around, trying to go through your phone? Is it really worth all that madness?
I don't know, but I, for one, am crazy, and I'll tell them up front. I'm a tad bit crazy.
Mm. Well, at least you can be honest about it.
Hey, it is what it is.
I mean, when you say you're crazy, how far do you go?
I mean,
you, like,
my craziness, I ain't got time for all that. My craziness is based upon one's actions. So it depends on what you do to me to make me crazy. How about that?
That doesn't make sense to me. That's a good answer.
That's not a good answer. That don't even make sense.
Did
you hear
what
that? Dollar
I didn't even
want to
say nothing. I didn't even want to say nothing. But you knew who was going to say, yeah, that's a good answer.
I'm just trying to understand why that doesn't make any sense. I'm being upfront and honest with you, telling you that I'm a tad bit crazy. I don't intend to be crazy on a daily, but should you happen to do something to me that I don't like, I might come out of a box on you where you looking at me a little crazy.
Well, I mean,
well, what if I didn't know?
Nah. I understand
huh?
that, though, dog. Listen who answered the question. Hey, she's crazy as her damn self. So that's where that just came from.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I done told motherfuckers up front that I'm crazy and they ain't stopped them from fucking with me. So, therefore, it can't be that bad.
I have to, so.
That's okay, you said I have to do kidding. Something that make you crazy. What does that mean? What do I have to do with your crazy side to come out?
I mean, that's like asking me a hypothetical. What if you came in and your man cheated on you? I can give you an answer, but until that very moment, it ain't accurate.
No, I'm saying through your lifetime, you done went crazy on a motherfucker before because you say you crazy sometimes. Man, what did he do to make you crazy?
He carried on. Well, he carried on a relationship for over 2 years, and had the opportunity to leave me and go stay with her, live with her, have a family, whatever. So, but he chose to come back home without telling me that he had started this prior relationship. Yeah, that made me a little crazy.
So, what did you do?
Do I really have to answer that?
I would love to know.
Well, it started out denial, see now, crazy. It started out me and this girl having a conversation, me and this girl becoming Facebook friends. It turned into me taking him to the bitch house, turned into me losing weight. Then once I came to him, I was like, bitch, are you crazy? Then, you know, it was like,
go have her. Wait, back up.
Yeah, I did all that.
You're not going to just go past that like ain't nobody going to ask you. When you mean you took him to her house, I mean,
I
like, okay,
physically.
Baby, I'll see you when you get back.
Okay, so the whole scenario was he lost his job and was living off his 401k, and his house was being foreclosed on. So it was, let's try to work on our relationship, and you come back home. Well, he was already in a relationship, little did I know, because I was off doing my own thing. So, you know, his car was up and down, and he was sitting there looking all depressed and sad and drinking all the time. I said, come on, let's go. Let me take you to this bitch house. I invited the bitch to my house. I mean, like, I really did some strange shit, like some crazy shit.
I mean,
when I actually sit back and think about it.
Did you invite her there for like a threesome or something?
I'm sure that went through his mind, but no, it was more so I wanted to see their interaction with each other. Like, I had to see it for myself to make myself physically understand why the fuck he wanted that instead of me. That you've had this for 10 years and
wait a minute.
You're ready to talk
10
years
on.
Away for that.
Hold on. You was going to, so y'all was going to sit down. You going to sit at the table and just watch
it. I did. We watched a whole goddamn movie.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
We watched a whole damn movie. It was very awkward and uncomfortable because even though he was in a relationship with her, we still had our normal routine. So it was kind of like, do I touch her? Do I touch her? Do I conversate with her? It was very awkward. But he ended up leaving and supposedly, quote unquote, going to Walmart with her. And in the meantime, I had caught up one of my boos and I was going to leave the ass there. Peace.
Man, I'm going to tell you
now. No, I don't see.
That's
say what?
Right. But I'm just saying.
What'd you say?
That movie shit, I would have went in the bathroom.
Well, I mean, it wasn't.
It came back out.
Okay.
What we doing?
Well.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, no. No. Me and her, no. No. You have to understand at this moment, I didn't like her. And hell, I still don't like her. Shit. And it's not because that she cheated with him. my reasons are for her alone. I thought less of you as a woman. You wasn't the type of woman that I wanted my daughter to be around after, you know, 3 years of dealing with this shit. I learned who she really was. My hatred towards her is not because he cheated with her. It's the quality of a woman that you are.
Sound like you was on some jealous shit.
It sound like what?
It sound like you was on some jealous shit.
Why was I jealous? Well, in all honesty, at some point, I probably was. I mean, but honestly, as a woman, when you're looking at someone else get exactly everything that you wanted, so I can honestly say I probably was a tad bit jealous, but then, like I said, over time and dealing with it and the quality of woman that she was and this, I had nothing to be jealous of. I was tripping. I was tripping when I took the motherfucker to her house.
When you invited her over to watch movies, you sent mixed reactions to me.
I did not invite her over to watch movies. We just happened to be in the television room. I invited her over to have a conversation with her and to see their interaction.
Okay. Are you going to see some interaction, all right?
No. Not if he didn't want his dick bit off and she didn't want a titty sliced or two.
I mean, but you sent the message that this was cool.
No, I didn't. Okay, and here's the thing. Like, let me break this down to you. There was a thought in my head at one point. Like, when I say I, like, lost myself and I was crazy in the good way in his case and in the bad way in my case, I did. He had a friend who stayed out of town who was a habitual cheater. Well, the girlfriend of the friend found out that he was cheating. She turns around, invites the girl over. They have a threesome. She turns around and gets married. So in my head, I'm playing a scenario, and I'm like, maybe. But my hatred towards the woman was so bad that it would have never worked.
Wow.
I don't know about that one.
Hey.
I mean, when you said your friend, it would have worked, but I would have had to try it. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you got lost. There's another man.
Right.
He's a habitual cheater.
Right.
Him and his current girlfriend that he was cheating on were used to having threesomes. So she invited the woman that he was cheating on her with into their bedroom. Slept with her and him, then turned around and told him, I see why you cheated on me, and then they turned around and got married.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So you thought you were going to bring him and her together and get an understanding of why they were cheating and then decide, okay, I forgive you and take him back.
I mean, she never left him. In all honesty, she never left him.
No, I'm talking about you and your situation. You were looking at their situation and thinking about your situation.
Yeah, like that was one of my thought processes. Like, anybody who knows me, my mind just kind of fluctuates. Like, if my mind is wondering and you ask me what I'm thinking about, I couldn't tell you because it's like a movie reel and it's just a bunch of images and a bunch of shit flashing all at one time. So that was one of the thoughts that crossed my head. You know what? Fuck you.
Oh, Jesus. Man, you know, you guys got the Chronicles. This sounds like my confession.
I'm saying.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. I did something crazy one time.
I've done something crazy one time. Come on, let's try that again. Let's just say I remember some crazy stuff I've done.
Okay, I remember some crazy stuff I've done.
That's better.
You know, it was like the War of the Roses at my house because we were still living together, but we weren't together. So as a man, he still felt like I couldn't do nothing, but he could do whatever. Always in my business, even though we weren't together. but we stuck in this house together. So he kept disrespecting me. You know, we made up our little rules or whatever. You know, we can't bring people in the house, but then he'll wait for me to go to work, have motherfuckers all in my house, around my kids, all this type of stuff here. So that wasn't even the part that pissed me off. The part that got me was when he took the bill money and took the bitch bowling.
I've been there.
Bitch bowling with the bill money. I think I lost my mind.
Yep, mine was a Cheesecake Factory.
I don't give up bill money for nothing. He ended up going to work the next morning. Whatever. Whatever. I'm just saying.
Look, she's gonna say what she needs to say. I'm just saying, I can't say shit. Can I today? Nah, you know I'm just fucking with you. You know, anytime you say something, it's about some shit that you ain't gonna do.
I mean, but y'all sitting around acting like bitches are the only crazy ones. Y'all, I mean, like, for real, y'all ain't crazy.
Boy, psycho.
I went right up to his job, and I wrote on his
bed. Because I done had a motherfucker jump through my window like Superman at 255 motherfucking pounds. And ain't touch shit but the air. So.
So you wrote what on his car?
In red lipstick, I wrote on the front windshield. It's a thin line across the whole
windshield. Was it cold
outside? Yep, and he couldn't, so when he got to the car,
You dirty motherfucker. That shit like motherfucking paint to get off with that shit.
Yes, it is. Look, and he carpooled to work, so him and a couple of his friends was in the car. So they all get in the car. They didn't even see the shit. So they all got in the car. They looking at the window like, what the fuck is that? So he
that wasn't crazy. That was petty.
He got out the car, and he's looking at the shit. They said he kicking dirt and shit. He all pissed off. Now, imagine you, he worked. They had to walk to the parking lot. So he had to walk back to the building, which was like 10 minutes from where they were at, had to park it, to even get enough paper towel to come back and wipe the car. Because he couldn't see. It was so much, he couldn't see. He had to clean it off.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, it was like War of the Roses in that house. It was a whole bunch of shit going. Guns getting pulled out. He pulled the gun.
That would have been my straw right there. That was my walking paper.
Did she ever get the pistol whip him with the gun he pulled out?
No, I stabbed him with that knife. Girl, I tell you, it was crazy in that house. We
built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
Yeah, we was about to kill each other up, and then I had to go.
I didn't have
some shit writ on my car before. You a dirty motherfucker for that one. That shit, boy, that shit is hard as fuck to get off.
I've never had to go that deep.
I've always been. I don't know if they make them anymore, but do y'all remember the sneakers poppables, the real little bitty round sneakers? Used to come
like
in a pack.
Ball?
Yeah,
oh,
but they were like little bite size, and they, you know, they had all the. I always imagine putting those in a motherfucker's gas tank. I just ain't came across that crazy yet, but I've always imagined fucking up shit. I'm just saying. You ain't gonna go too hard in the summertime.
I mean, in the last 2 months in my apartment complex, I have seen people slash this lady's baby's father. She's been married, but her baby's father came over and sliced all her tires, busted out windows. Like, I seen another dude kicking the door. I'm like, all of these dudes is doing, like, crazy shit, but they say women is not crazy. Like,
I had
to
pull my car door all the way back. You know how they pull you, you open your car door, but you pull it back farther than what it's supposed to go. Oh, my God, I almost died. I put the car in reverse, went all the way back, halfway down the block to the stop sign so I could get enough gas, because I was about to run that motherfucker over.
I know you was, honey.
He had to jump. He thought I wasn't going to hit him. And I just pushed on the gas. I came from that stop sign. That motherfucker had to jump on the curb to get out the way.
Hey, when you drove past, he probably...
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
It was like one of them TV scenes. You just see him jump and he landed on the ground.
It's funny now, huh?
Yeah, it's funny now. She's giggling
her
ass.
Now it's funny.
He still got a nervous twitch in his elbow because he landed on his elbow and fucked his shit up.
Please, that motherfucker DLC is talking about I'm the love of his life. Down somewhere.
Wow. She put that platinum on him.
Fuck all that. I'm not. That's too much.
I have a question. Have any women had to, like, you know, you having sex, you dating somebody, you can tell they, I don't want to say clingy, but you can tell they really are into you, and then so that makes you want to hold back your sexual techniques because you're scared of how they're going to act?
I can't hold back.
I just get away, period. I'm going to be honest with you. I see the slightest bit of overly clingy, physical overly clingy, and I'm gone.
Well, now hold on, now, because women can get, and women are the best liars about that. Now, Tama, I never asked nobody was you crazy, but I remember I did ask someone. I was like, "Are you the clingy type?" And she looked me dead in my eyes, like, "No." I mean, I'll give you all the space you need. I mean, I ain't even that tight. But then my thing is that I should have knew the bitch was lying because the motherfucker was there every day. I mean, she's there with my lunch hour. She's there when I got off work.
Before or after you dipped her down?
Is that a bad thing, though?
No, I mean, my thing was that she always talked this shit like, shit, I need my space, too. I need my space. All right, I give you your space. But every time I turn around, you like, what you doing? Wherever I was at, here she come around the corner.
Okay.
I'm out with
the
fellas. We over here. You say what?
Before or after you dicked her down?
Well, you know, of course it was after, you know, your boy put his demo down.
That's why these things occur. It must have been good to her.
Yeah, but
I tell
damn.
My son that same thing. You can't expect for a woman. You can't dick her down, make love to her and all of that in the beginning and expect for her to just, unless she ain't got no feelings for you and she just wanted to dick in the first place.
I understand that, but damn, you ain't got everything. If I'm like, all right, anybody know me know that. I lived in Gary. I hung on 4-9. I'm shit. I'm like, hey, where you at? I'm out on 4-9. Next thing you know, here come this car coming around the corner. Hey, what the
I mean,
fuck
but
you
were
like?
You
what
giving her any
at?
Type of attention? Were you sending her sweet nothings? I'm thinking of you. Were you doing anything?
I mean, we was cool.
Oh, Lord.
But my thing is like this. I mean, really, would y'all want y'all do like, hey, life, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. Where you at? I'm in my girl house. Who? Cindy. Next thing you know, delightful here. Hey, baby.
It's motherfuckers like that.
It surely is.
You know what?
It surely is.
Want you to dress like? I had one wants us to dress like all the motherfuckers had. I'm like, I'm a girl. I'm not dressing up like no boy.
Okay. Hold on. How old were you? Now this is the critical question. How old were y'all?
We were in our 20s.
Ah, that's fucked up.
That was teenager times.
You might get away with it at 19, but after that, it's all motherfucker. Dressing like.
No, I think I was like 21, so he had to be about 23. I was like 21, 22, so he had to be about 23, 24. I was like, wait, it's too old. Ain't nobody gonna be dressing like you. I mean, he just wanted everybody to know that I was his for some reason. I don't know what it was. So I guess if we dressed like everybody thought we had the same fit, he wanted it to be that way. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Love and happiness.
So, Butter, how do you hold back? I can't do it. I've tried to do that before.
I mean,
and I think it is a good idea to do that with certain people if you see, you know, they look a little crazy, they seem a little crazy or whatever.
I just
haven't been able to do it. I just have never ever been able to do that.
I mean, it's certain positions that I just, when I get in that position, I can't control what I do because I'm going to, you know, go crazy. So therefore, I don't never get in that position off top.
Okay.
Then, you know.
Hold on. For future reference, what position is that?
When I'm controlling the situation.
Why that don't surprise me?
Yes. So, therefore, you know, it's certain different positions that I can't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not finna let you, we're not finna do missionary too tough because then you're thinking we in love and, you know, it's certain positions you can't do with certain people, you know?
Missionary is a no-no?
I mean, because if he's like all clingy and, you know, over, it's already too good for him anyway. So once he get it, missionary, he gonna think that I'm just giving him all of me and
gazing all into your eyes.
Okay, wait.
You know what
wait,
I'm saying?
Wait,
it hypnotized. He already hypnotized.
Father Time, where you at?
Right here, bro.
Now you the missionary king. Is that the truth?
I don't think so.
There you go.
And his word is what?
Law. My word is law.
I almost choked on this smoke. Hold on.
But nah, here's the thing. Okay, now. All right, now let me ask you this, Dima. If you have a sex, I mean, do you look women in their eyes? I'm talking about a motherfucker that you don't really care for.
That I don't care for?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Nope.
Ladies.
Shit, what for?
Right. I mean, I got to care for you to look. To be honest with y'all, I mean, if I got to care for you to look you in your eyes. I'm serious. I'm not being funny. If I look you in your eyes, man, you know, he's digging me because anybody else, my face straight in the pillow. I'm done.
Oh, wow. Can you really do that, though? I mean, if you don't care for him, but the coochie real good, how can you not?
Man, I could be looking around. You know what? I could be like, God damn, this pussy. She got some nice curtains. Some curtains are really nice.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I mean, I just, hey, it just happens like that. I mean, do y'all really look at, all right, the life, I'll see you back. Do y'all really, I mean, the dude that y'all really just like, okay, well, I'm just fucking him. I mean, I'm going to tell you, that eye-looking shit is a motherfucker. So I advise y'all, don't be looking on motherfucking his eyes if you really just like, oh, I'm just trying to fuck. I ain't trying to, because he thinking something totally different. He
sure
thinking
is,
something
like,
happen.
Yeah. That's exactly why you don't do the missionary.
I mean, you can do the missionary without looking a motherfucker in his eyes. Turn your head.
Mm-hmm. But if they're in training or close your eyes or something. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, just go through the motions.
Mm-hmm. I don't kiss people that unless I'm into you. You know, I don't kiss people like that.
Oh, she do the pretty.
You know
moment.
What? And people do
I
not believe
not
that,
kiss
but
people.
Seriously, if I don't like you, I'm not kissing you.
Yeah, lips are off limits. That's a,
yeah.
a hell no.
Look, I need to see your teeth anyway.
Oh, Lord.
I need to check all that out first.
Can you smile for me? What? Smile
yeah.
for me.
Look, I got the little thing that it did. Say
they might have all their teeth but gum disease. Okay.
It's just about people
what
keeping their mouth clean. That's all. I mean, nobody's going to have perfect teeth. What I'm saying is just about keeping your mouth clean.
Nah, I mean, I can agree with you on that one.
Now, I ain't heard no crazy stuff nobody else does.
I've never done nothing crazy.
I know I'm not the only one.
I can say, let me see. I don't know. I don't think it was crazy. So, either way it goes, I've jumped out of a car while I was driving.
Mm-hmm. Shit, that's crazy.
But
all right.
It was
she's
because
that was
crazy.
It was
that,
because
that was
the person would not stop. And I had to make sure that this man saw my face. So that he wouldn't be able to lie when I call on the phone and say, I just saw you, wop-de-wop. I wanted him to see me. And when I jumped out the car, the girl automatically started crying and everything because I guess she thought I was going to whoop her ass. But no, I told her where I was. I shook her hand, said hello, you know. And then I took my shoe off and slapped him in the face with it. Then... I lost my other shoe, so when I went to go back to get the other shoe, he runs in the house and locks the doors and everything. And I didn't want to be disrespectful to the neighborhood, so I just went on and went and got back in the car. But when I got home, I found out that I broke my ankle and my nails and everything, but I couldn't feel nothing because I was so angry. So I guess that's a crazy. I guess that was my crazy situation, you know. It's like
okay.
So funny.
Here's what she said.
Wow.
It wasn't really that crazy. Now, she done jumped out the motherfucker, broke her ankle, knocked all her goddamn nails off. And I got you back. This motherfucker thing, but it really wasn't that crazy. Okay.
I mean, it wasn't, and that's, you know,
I think being in love, you know, or if you think you're in love can make you crazy. My story was like many, many, many moons ago, but I do know that I was this. Let me go back now. Time. You know, I always said I would never date anybody in jail. Never. And I don't know how I found this particular individual, but I found him. And the weirdest thing is I, like, thought that I was, like, head over heels, like, in love with this dude. He made me come without even touching me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that was new to me. So, you know, when he got out, I mean, everything was beautiful, beautiful. I left my crazy fiance that had a threesome with, you know, with his best friend. I left him for this guy. And it was so crazy. I was so into this man. I mean, I ate, slept, drank, shit this man. That's not me. I turned into somebody else. And so, you know, the engagement ring that I got from him, for whatever reason, I don't know how it ended up on the new boyfriend's hand, but it did. Now, I probably should have gave it back because it was his grandmother's ring, but I didn't. It ended up on this man's ring. I was obsessed with this man. Like I said, I ate, slept, drank, shit this man. When he got out, I don't know why, the moon rose and set on him. It did. And he went to go, at least this is what he tells me, he went, I would say maybe a month or two after him getting out. We never argued, never argued. Everything was just beautiful. He said he was going to go visit his father. And I'm like, okay, cool, which was out of town, no problem. Came back like the next day. Then he said it again. But I went to my family's house, and I came back, and everything in that house that belonged to him was gone. I was devastated. Devastated to the point where it put me in the cookie house. Okay, because I was depressed / homicidal.
That sounds like some voodoo.
Yeah, and that's real. So I ended up, my family put me in the hospital, stress hospital, because I was there. And, you're not supposed to use the phone, this, that, and the other. But I contacted him when I was able to do so. And he told me to come home. And I did. Now, this is the first time talking to him after this whole situation had occurred. He came, he had me tell me to come home. He didn't want me in there. And reluctantly, I left. And I came home, the dutiful person that I am. And we're talking. And now, at this house, the tri-level house, this is a badass house, okay, y'all? Okay, tri-level house, downstairs is the carport, but the house goes over the carport. And there's nothing but bay windows that goes over this carport, which serves as the living room. For whatever reason, he told me that he was with this chick, and that's who he was with. And I guess at that point, I decided that it was going to be a wrap for not just him, but for me as well, because I grabbed him and I tried to put us both through that glass, that bay window that overseen the carport.
Here's the part that scares me. Here's the part that really scares me. I see Ms. Temple all the time. You have a job where you keep a gun.
Yeah. True. I said Misty moons ago. I've grown up since then.
Well, shit. God damn.
Hey, we was in suspense listening to that story.
Right.
Yeah, you know
okay.
what? And I'm going to tell y'all. I'm going to tell
y'all. Let it do for it.
I'm like, is he dead? Is he dead?
No. But, you know, I mean, he is the one person in my life that I will never, ever, ever forget about because I was obsessed with this man, for real. And I know that, like, nobody can ever take me there, never. And I think because of him in that situation, I won't never allow myself to go there. So I'm probably the more aggressor and the more, you know.
I concur with that statement.
Yeah, I mean.
Right.
It takes that one to take you there.
That's why I say, okay, now, okay, you know how I have a problem with money, right? I dated a guy in college, and he was, you know, buying me flowers and doing stuff like that. And one day he bought me a matching Nike windbreaker outfit with this gym shoes to match. And, you know, I'm like, okay, this is cute. And so I bought him one with the gym shoes to match. Mind you, I have small feet, so really I'm thinking you ain't paid that much for my gym shoes. The outfit might have cost some nice little money, but, you know, your shoes is big. You got big feet. And you know, your size is different. You know, I'm you know, okay. So I buy the outfit, and he asks me if he can. I hadn't wore the outfit yet, so he asked me if he can take it back so he can pay a bill.
Ooh.
And I'm, yes.
Damn.
And I'm like, are you serious? Like,
he was real ballsy to do that.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. He swears up and down, you know. My roommate, he makes a situation where his roommate didn't pay his part, so he had to do what he had to do because it was all in his name, and he was going to buy the outfit for me his next paycheck. Don't worry about it, blah, blah. I never saw the outfit, another replica of an outfit, another shoe, nothing. But I done bought this man a whole outfit, and he studied wearing it.
That would have been my first outfit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did
something the other, well, not the other day, but last year, y'all. When me and my wife got married, you know, we didn't have a lot of money, right? So I went to upgrade the rings. You know, her ring and my ring. And she only wear the motherfucker. Then I did the same thing that you said, old boy, did. I asked for the ring back. Because I'm like, well, you know, I could take it back and get the money for it. Because I spent a couple of grand on it. Mm-hmm. And she won't give me the fucking ring back.
Because
she won't wear
the
ring. She won't
wear the ring better.
It's for
y'all
show.
Y'all still married. Y'all are still
yeah.
married. You act like y'all that got divorced or something.
And that's
y'all was still married, but I'm just saying that the whole thing is, she's saying that, you know, the first ring is more sentimental.
Right.
I'm like, oh, you know, that's fine, but I want to upgrade one. Now you don't want to wear the upgrade one? I can take that
okay.
motherfucker back.
Now, does she wear the upgraded one when y'all go out?
She don't wear it at all. She preferred to wear the first one. She says the first one means more to her than the upgraded one. Like,
well, I mean, why don't you ask her to wear it when y'all go out?
Because
he
want to
go get his
it.
Money back.
I would have asked her first to at least wear it when you go out, and if she didn't do that, then take it back. But just to go off and take it back.
Hey, man. Okay.
I mean, did she tell you when you upgraded that she didn't like it, or did she protest? Before you upgraded it, or was it a surprise?
No, I surprised her with the upgrade. I surprised. Hey, you remember the picture? Hey, dog, you remember the picture when we was on the horse and carriage? It was that
yeah.
was the night, right? I spent $39
for
that ring.
But have y'all talked about upgrading rings later? Was her ring a ish? I mean, like.
When you go messing
with wedding rings and things like that, that's a conversation to be had.
Look at
when you trying to surprise him.
Look
at her. But you could have surprised her. Ain't nobody asked you that. Hush. What I'm saying is you should have had that conversation prior, and you still would have been able to surprise her. You know, what do you think about upgrade? You know, what would you like something different? You got to use your brain.
Look,
go ahead, man. I'm listening to you,
dog. Listen to your little brother. Still that motherfucker back.
I don't know where it's at. I already tried that.
Let's go to Vegas, baby. Hey, you still that motherfucker back? Hey.
He gonna get a divorce when you listen to me. You gonna get a divorce when you get back.
Okay.
Hey,
I can't.
You
find
can always
it.
Come stay with me. You can always come stay with me, man. Two tickets to
Vegas,
baby.
I can't find that motherfucker, man.
You find it, we triple the money back. We're going to Vegas, baby. You can't lose in Vegas.
Well,
that's
I sure look for that
advice.
Motherfucker. I sure look
Remember
for that motherfucker.
Seriously, though, she hid the ring from you.
Dog, when I asked for the motherfucker back, because he used to sit in her drawer, in her top drawer, in her little dresser drawer next to the bed. That's where he used to sit. And it just upset me if I have to go in her drawer and get something, and I'll see that motherfucker just sitting there, man. $4,000 I spent on that ring, just sitting there, doing nothing. I'm like, shit, we laid on the rent, we laid on the fucking cable bill. I can take that motherfucker back.
All right, so now hold on. Now we're gonna go down. All right, now we're gonna go down the line on this one. We're gonna go down the line on this one. Now we heard delightful, Now Janine, what do you think? Should he take the ring back or should he just let her keep it?
Whoa! Before you answer that, I can't take the ring back. I don't know where that motherfucker at.
I mean, if he get access to it. If he get access to it.
You can't be an Indian giver. You can't take the ring back. You gave it to her, and she could do whatever she chooses to do with it. But somebody just texted me and said that she gave the ring to her other nigga.
Damn.
I was thinking more along the lines that she pined him when he said he couldn't find it.
Man. Some shit you need to keep to yourself. That's one of them. I'm about to tell y'all to hold on. I don't want to see it. I want to see it right now.
It wasn't me. I swear somebody just texted me that, so they must be listening.
Well, at least we know we got people listening to the show, dog.
I don't see what the deal is. If you ain't never ever wore the motherfucker, what's the deal? It don't even mean shit to you.
It don't matter. It's mine. And if when I choose to wear it, then I will wear it.
Let's go to the next person, please.
With not wearing the ring. I can see you
go to the next person, please. Janine ain't saying shit
okay.
I want to hear.
I know she ain't she?
Well, now you know if she didn't say shit you want to hear, the next person is mother. Hi, brother. What you got to say?
Oh, well, let me say here now.
What?
Really?
No, you did
that. Honestly.
So it's fine.
If you really was doing it out the kindness of your heart, then you have to accept that she values it enough to keep it in a private place, and it's hers now. You can't be an Indian giver in this situation. Now, if you divorce her, then you can ask for it back in your settlement or whatever. But asking her for
let's move on to the next person.
Petty. That's the most pettiest type.
Next person, please.
At the end of the day, when you got married, that ring meant everything to her. So she's probably bent out of shape that you upgraded the ring unbeknownst to her. Now, when you upgraded, did you just change the stone or you changed the whole ring?
I changed the whole ring.
Okay. Yeah, that probably would have sent me in another direction as well, because that ring meant everything. If it was a damn bubblegum wrapper, you know what I'm saying, and you changed it to a real ring, she probably wanted that bubble because it meant everything to her. So,
okay, but it's a separate ring, right?
Why are you asking for it back? Why are you asking for it back to just take it and do what you want simply because she doesn't wear it? You wrong for that one. She probably got it in the safe box somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to ask a question. Do she got two different rings, or you took her ring and upgraded?
She got two.
Two different rings.
Mm-hmm.
It's two totally different rings. It's the first. It's the ring that I proposed with, and then it's the upgraded ring. Totally different.
Right. So she keeps the one that she keeps the one that you proposed with. I mean, now hold on, y'all. Hold on. I hear what y'all saying, and I understand. But
I disagree. Let's pay these bills.
At the same time, this man spent 4 G's. No, hold on now. Hold on. He spent 4 G's. 4 G's now. I mean, I don't know nobody on this motherfucking panel that can say, all right, 4 G's ain't shit. I mean, but damn, you can't just wear the motherfucker. I mean, you can't put it on to make me feel good. Come
exactly.
on. I'm with you, dog.
I didn't know it was two different rings. I thought it was the ring, period.
No, it's
no
two
other
different.
Ring. Yeah,
different.
Well, that's different. I kind of saw it.
I'll say, let's play
the ring. The ring that you upgraded is the one that you got married with?
No. I got married with a ring, and then on our second anniversary, I went and bought a brand new ring, an upgraded ring.
Okay. I ain't mad at you, bro.
So you were giving a ring back then?
I'm not mad at you.
She ain't giving that
ring
back. You ain't getting a ring back.
I'm not mad at you for that. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was the original only ring. Then I would have been like,
no,
hey,
she still has the original ring.
Oh, well, shit.
That's the one that she wears.
Time. Shit. Where that motherfucker at? You ain't
all right, let's go on vacation.
Man,
exactly.
Let's do something with
shit,
that.
Let's go
I'm with
you. Goddamn cruise or something.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You don't
want
to give me that motherfucker back for shit.
But you ain't getting it back, though. I mean, I'm just going to let
you
know.
You ain't
getting it back.
Okay, I ain't going to lie. Now, after tonight, dog, you're going to have to go see this ring. You ain't got to give it back, but you're going to have to show it to me.
Right, exactly. I need to find
it. Has she bought you an expensive gift here lately?
Hell no. Nah. It better not be no expensive shit coming up in this motherfucker.
Damn.
I'm checking bags. That shit didn't come from motherfucking Target.
Damn.
I mean
she does work, right?
Who? My wife?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Well,
oh, that's beautiful. You got you a housewife.
Yep, she take care of the house. I take care of everything else.
That's beautiful.
All right. Old school loving. I see it. I
yeah,
can't
can
sit at home,
ring,
but it's nice.
Yeah, but she won't even wear the man's ring. Come on.
Do you wear the upgraded
saying.
One?
She wears her wedding
hell
ring.
Hell yeah, I wear the upgraded one. Hell
okay,
yeah.
So where's your original?
In the drawer.
Okay, so how does she feel about you wearing the upgraded versus the original one she gave you? Well, I guess you purchased both of them because she's not working, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm wearing my shit.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just saying, you know, I mean, $4,000 is $4,000. Who can't use an extra $4,000?
And I understand what y'all saying, the sentimental values and all that shit, but come on now. This motherfucker, this four rats. Four rats is four rats. At the end of the day,
exactly. You have to look at it too. If she's a housewife, why would she wear a $4,000 ring to clean the house and you know,
that's
do laundry
point.
And all that?
I don't know.
You would?
That might be her mad money though. She might be holding that motherfucker for the divorce.
Nah,
you know, y'all really
is
not
in
helping.
A safe box
y'all
somewhere.
You really
I mean,
got the ball
baby
rolling. Y'all
you
really
got a
not
daughter.
Helping with this.
I'm just saying, I might hold that for mad money. I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm gonna do this shit live.
You got a daughter?
Fuck all y'all.
Do this shit
live.
Wow. Oh my, you bet.
Oh
not.
Wow. See what you done did.
Damn.
Yeah, hold on.
Hey man, you better not. Hey,
oh Lord.
You better not.
He gonna be on the couch.
Don't do
tonight.
It. Don't do it. Don't do it, Father Time.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it, Father Time. It's not worth it.
It's too late. I'm already upset.
No, don't do that.
Oh my God.
The show. Remember that now. The show is the show. Don't do that.
He ain't part of the show though.
Exactly. That's what I said. The show is
anyway,
the show.
So it don't matter.
Thanks.
She's not better than reality TV.
No, don't, please don't.
I didn't let another new part. I'm trying to cut down, damn it.
No, I know she still got it. But it's just,
my
you friend, know.
Hey, I was about to send you a text. Say that for Wednesday show.
Okay. Boy, that,
you
know,
I
had to let another new part on that ass. Now my stomach hurts.
Oh, my God. Father Time, you got a daughter?
Yes, I do.
Maybe she's saving
apparently
it for her.
I do. Apparently I do, but she don't think so, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm
who don't think so?
She don't think so.
The daughter
okay.
Don't think she's yours?
Not right now.
Oh boy.
I'm filling
that
say number one right now.
She filling herself.
I think we need to add another show for Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone.
No, she's mad at me right now, so she's not talking to me.
Oh,
no,
man.
That's normal shit.
But I do want to go back. I want to go back to the ring. So now, ladies, I'm being dead serious. 90% of women would wear the upgrade, right? I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
If I surprised you with the upgrade, you would wear it, right?
Yeah.
No matter what the first ring meant to you.
I would wear it out, yep.
I would
if I was
wear
a housewife.
Right.
If I was a housewife, I would wear it out, yep. Every time I went somewhere.
Well, what's the difference, though? Okay, if we got married and I gave you a $4,000 ring at the beginning of our marriage, you still wearing around the house?
I would take it off to do housework.
No, you gotta take your rings off. You get all dirty and
yeah,
stuff.
I take that off to do housework. So I surely wouldn't wear no... If you went and got and I'm not saying, you know, anything about wedding rings that cost $99, but if you went and bought a bridal set for $99, both of y'all got a band, and it's still sentimental to her. She wants to wear that. She's still gonna take that off when she's cleaning her house.
Let me make a service announcement. My first ring was more than $99. Goddamn.
Oh Lord.
I don't know how much you paid for it. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying.
Wasn't too much more, but it was more.
Okay, so let me throw this out here and ask this. Have y'all? I'm assuming this is a new generational thing, and I mean I'm not old by any means, but so my girlfriend got engaged and he bought her one ring. Then
right,
they
that's
went
the
and okay. Say what? Huh? Okay, well he went and bought one ring and then they went and picked out a whole different set together. So she ended up with two rings. It's a promise ring.
I mean, she got two sets or just one engagement ring and then another engagement ring with a bridal.
Another engagement ring with a bridal, right.
That
okay.
was a promise so, ring that he gave her.
But, oh, yeah, okay. Well, I don't know nothing about none of that. That's foolery to me. But since we're on the subject of sentimental, what she did was she took the first engagement ring and had it melted down and made a pendant with her diamond. That way she kept it because it was sentimental. And then she wore the set that she actually wanted that they went and picked out together.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
I can't get mad at that one.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nice.
I mean, while I was throwing the idea out there, maybe you can, you know, kind of, maybe she can turn the 4K ring into something else she wants, or the sentimental one into something she wants so she can wear it. But
yeah,
I mean,
we can turn that motherfucker in because I still got the receipt. We can always go return it.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
I don't know. That was different for me. I didn't know you get 2 rings, so I guess I need to upgrade my standards. I want an engagement and a set.
Yeah.
Well, that first ring was a promise ring.
But that's not what he called it. That was the ring that they were supposed to get married with. But when they went to pick out his ring, she saw something else, and she wanted that, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She probably just saw something else that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's cool on his part.
Because
he let her pick out her own ring.
Mm-hmm. That shit's crazy to me.
Yeah,
that's
what you should have did. And then you wouldn't be worried about her, you know, not wearing it. You should have said, this is what I want to do, baby. I want to buy you a ring. And I'm going to let you pick out your upgrade.
No, I don't do that. I didn't do that. I'm not letting you pick out shit.
I think the issue was the ring that he chose, she couldn't find a band.
Mm-hmm.
To go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. Like, she had one of them weird shaped diamonds. But
that's why you
bound
that. You bound together. You bound both together.
Now, I agree with you, but like I said, in his mind, this was his proposal ring, and he was already, even though she saw something she wanted different, in his mind, he was going to buy 2. Period. I've never heard of that. That was something new for me. That's all I'm saying. I just wanted to see if anybody else had heard of it, kind of. But, and took the idea out there to have the other one melted down.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy an engagement ring without the actual wedding ring that go with it.
Some people do that, especially if they don't plan on, they plan on stretching their wedding out so they can plan it and do all of that. Like, they propose and...
That's why you buy the set. You give her the engagement ring. You take the wedding ring and hide the motherfucker till the actual wedding day.
But if you're picking out custom, I guess, our bands alike somewhat, then wouldn't that be a contradiction? Because I don't know what my band, I guess, in the sense, look like. You already bought my band. We can't go get
matching bands.
Yeah.
Sure,
or a
you
band
can.
That I would prefer
you can
for you
take
to
the engagement ring to the wedding jeweler and be like, look, I need a wedding band. That matches this. That matches the band I have on my hand right now. They can do that for you.
Okay. Touche. All right.
Okay, dog. I got a question. I want to ask, and this is totally off what the fuck we talking about right now. And I'm gonna ask you this, dog. You know how we all like, you know, you got little cute names. You got little cute names for. You know, your girl or whatever in your phone and shit, and you like, you know, and she might have, you think she got a cute name for you, like Boo, Bae, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You call her, y'all stand next to each other, you like, well, I'm going to call and see what name she got for me. You call her, and then motherfucker pop up behind a sausage. What's the first thing?
Lord.
Did you say Vienna sausage?
Yeah, Vienna sausage.
Lord.
Oh, that
was
that
my reaction.
Such...
Yeah.
Shit, I must have dialed the wrong number.
Damn.
That's a good reaction. It's a good reaction.
I got somebody I can put under that category. That's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, you got me in tears on that one.
That was a good reaction.
But you call it back and it come and pop up Vienna sausage again, dog. What do you do? He saying that.
Man, I had
this
question. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. Goddamn, boy.
We going to let you catch your breath because that told you up, didn't it?
He said,
He said
he wanted to land.
I can see him looking at the phone, looking at her. I must have dialed the wrong number. What's the number again?
Okay.
No. Oh, man. That's funny shit you said a long time. And the funny part is I can actually picture him like, oh, I must have dialed the wrong number. Give me your phone. Hold your phone.
Yeah, I can see it too.
Boy, you a fool for that one. Oh, goddamn. Oh, shit. All right, dog, come on, man. Real tough.
I'm glad you got your laugh in.
Oh, shit. That was funny.
You need an inhaler.
Man. No, y'all don't understand. See, I know this dude. I can just picture his face. Like, no. Man, I dialed the wrong motherfucking number. Oh, shit.
He look at her, look back at the phone, look at her again. Let me dial the phone one more time.
All
what
right,
you trying to say?
Okay, dog, for real, though. For real. You said if you got sausage. What is your first impulse, dog?
Shit, what the fuck you trying to say? Something like that? I was like, wow, dude.
No.
Really? That's how you really feel? Fuck you married me for then? I'm going to get upset, man. That's a fight. That's an argument right there.
I mean, but maybe she really liked Deanna sausages. I mean, they might be a delicacy to her.
Yeah, okay.
I know somebody that really loves Vienna sausages and Ritz crackers. They love them to death.
I don't give a fuck what the fuck I like to eat. Shit, that ain't got nothing to do with my dick size.
y'all talking about the little bitty baby sausages.
But he is light-skinned, so it might be that. It might just be that, you know.
That motherfucker ain't light-skinned.
He's lighter than you. He is light skinned.
I'm black.
Who's light skinned?
It's hard to be lighter than me.
I mean, maybe
you,
it's her dick. Maybe it's her dick in a can.
Ain't it? Yep.
Well, at the end of the day, I got a problem.
But that
with
wouldn't
it.
Work.
I tried.
That was a good answer, though. See, my auntie said it's called dick in the can. No, yeah, all right. I'm finna kick your ass, though. That was a good answer. That was a hell of a. You know what? I will give you. That was a great comeback.
I tried
it. Yes, it was.
That shit ain't gonna
try
in this house.
Right. It ain't, man. I'm right. I might give you 3 seconds to run, more or less than just grab you instantly. You might get 3 seconds to run because of that answer. But no,
wait
that's
a minute,
not
though.
Really
wait, just 1 second. So, we crazy, but because I got you labeled as being a sausage, you going to give me 3 seconds to run because you're going to strangle me about a name and all. So, we crazy. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, but I would want to know, okay, what. Why are you calling me that?
I just told you my dick in the can. That's my dick. It's in the can. Right. It's waiting on me. It's ready. I get to pop it open. Take all the juices
that shit.
I mean, I got it. I'm ready.
And
I'm,
why you
I'm sticking with it.
High five, delightful.
Yeah. Why the fuck you couldn't name me Scott Peterson or something? Shit. Fuck you name me Beyonce Sausage. You crazy.
Bratwurst or something.
Damn.
Right.
That ain't,
they're
I mean, but when you, but okay, check it out. When you line them up side by side, it's what, 8 in a can?
Yeah, you about
that
to shit's
not
going to
work
out of you. You about to get the fuck out.
I'm trying to work it out for her, damn it.
Now, see, you and Butter, You and Butter stay on that bullshit. Cause see, you know, Janine ain't saying shit. Like, I'm just not gonna say a motherfucking word. I'm just gonna,
I'm just saying, if that was an actual real question and the caller is listening, I'm trying to help her out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get her choked the fuck out.
I'm saying, ain't gonna get her fucked up.
I mean, she already about to get fucked up.
You thought that helped?
Hey.
Okay.
He gave her 3 seconds to run. Ain't that what you told me?
3 seconds. You could do a lot in three
seconds.
You can make your ass out that door.
You ever seen a Hulk run after somebody, how he knocked trees down when he coming?
I personally don't want to see it, but yeah, I've seen it.
No, okay. Nah.
But all that over Vienna sausage, for real, that's kind of deep.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I have a ringtone for my kids. It's the purge. Every time they call, you hear that purge sound.
Lord. Now, that's an insult.
Exactly. Every time they call, I just want to purge because it's some bullshit.
I had a friend who...
Hell, dog. Send me that ringtone. Shit, I need that one for my kids.
I'll send it to you, dog. That's my ringtone for every time they call.
It must be a bad
thing. I just want to purge every time y'all call.
Hell,
I had a friend who had my ringtone as Poker Face, and I never understood that.
Poker Face?
Guys, what is a Poker Face ringtone? I never heard that.
Lady Gaga, Poker Face.
I've never heard that.
I don't listen to her, so.
I don't listen to her either, but I know the ringtone.
Janine? Where's Janine at? Janine listens to that white music.
What's wrong with the white music?
What did you trying to say?
Don't nobody know what Poker Face is. Do you know what it is, Janine?
Yes, I know Poker Face.
There you go. I told y'all.
So what would that mean? I mean,
I would have to. I haven't heard listen to the song in a minute, so I would have to listen to the song. I don't know. Well, I don't know if that's. I'm trying to think if that's a good thing or not.
I was wondering myself. I need to find out because I still think about that. Why is my ringtone?
Because if you yeah, I don't know. Having a poker face is basically like you're trying to con somebody.
I didn't want to say that, but I'm glad you did.
Could that be hiding their real emotions?
Yeah,
I mean, is that they had their real emotions about me, or are they trying to say that's me? Because I mean,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're
trying to say
I would think it was about you.
Yeah,
no,
it's
they can't
about
be
you.
Saying it about me.
How you gonna ask a question then to give us the answer?
I'm just saying.
Why would he make that ringtone? Why would he make your ringtone about him? It don't work like that.
I just didn't get it because
and you ain't
no. Yeah, I guess I'll never understand it because there was no financial exchanging of any kind.
Financial exchanging, huh?
Finances exchanging. Like, you know, I didn't spend no money on him. He didn't spend no money on me, so.
Why does everything you say got to be about money?
Poker face. I mean, that's what I think about poker, money, you know. Me conning somebody, that's, you know, I'm just, you know.
Everything ain't about money. You know, it's not always about money, how much a man spend on you and all that kind of shit.
It ain't.
Some motherfuckers ain't got money to spend, so they do it another way.
It ain't, but this is about a dial tone on a man's phone.
Yeah, but the first thing you went in is about money.
When am I gonna condom up some dick?
I think you're missing the point.
I guess.
I think you totally missed the point.
I guess so.
Did you ask him?
Mm-mm. Not at all.
So you didn't want to know that bad.
I didn't at the moment, but it just popped up in my mind. Like, I wonder what that meant.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never heard the song, so I can't even tell you what the fuck it means.
Well, I want you to hear it, listen to it, and then tell me what you think.
Who's the song by again?
Lady Gaga.
She said it's a crazy looking one that be having all that shit on her face.
Demonic. She demonic.
She the one that had the meat dress.
Yes.
Yes. She said the song to her meant that that she was a female that was hiding the truth of her bisexuality. And that every time she was sleeping with a man, really she was thinking about sleeping with a woman. That's what it said she meant.
Oh, well, there
the
you go. She hit you on the head then.
No, she ain't hit me on the head. I ain't never lied about what I did.
She would have said that was her meaning behind the song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hear that.
I never heard the song, so. I
can't say yay or nay. I've never heard the song in my life. You know, we ought to play that song tomorrow, dog. We ought to play Poker Face tomorrow.
Hey, y'all ever heard a song called Straight Fucking?
Straight Fucking?
Now, but I need to.
It's called Straight Fucking. I heard it, and I love that damn song. I don't know who sings it.
That's by Tyrese.
Tyrese.
Ooh, I'm happy.
Really?
Oh, that's my song.
No,
that's
shit,
my song
I heard
right
today.
Down.
I would have never thought to read. Man, I like that song.
That's the first time
you
heard that?
Yes,
that was baby
today.
Boy. It's called Straight
Fucking. I never heard that song until today.
Y'all never heard that song?
No, I'm going to have to check
I'll
that out.
I'll play it tomorrow. I'll play it for y'all tomorrow.
I might play it tonight, shit.
Oh, wow.
I did not know. Tyrese,
I didn't know. And I love Tyrese. Yes, I do.
Yeah, right. I heard that song was like, oh, my God, I like this.
Yeah, that's when he was trying to fuck with old girlfriend at work. And that
Baby
was
boy.
The song that was playing.
Wow, you studied that damn movie.
Okay. No, I didn't study it. I just love that song.
Thanks, CJ. Today was the first day I heard it and was like, this shit is hot.
I never even thought. I've seen that movie over and over again.
Okay.
My bad.
There you go right there.
Yeah, I'm playing
what
it right
y'all
now.
Doing?
Play it, because I'll tell you if that's it.
That was it?
Yeah, that's it.
Lysol spray kills 99.9% of bacteria, making it more than just a pungent stink neutralizer.
Oh.
That ain't it.
She said a pungent.
That's not it. That's it. That is
yeah, that's my song now. Straight fucking.
Take it on.
Okay.
Yes, that song is hot.
Man, you just
and now that you said
that
Tyrese,
song.
Now that you said it, I hear Tyrese. But I couldn't figure out who the hell it was.
I see I'm gonna have to put my beat it up volume part one back on the market. I used to sell it when I was in Gary. Beat it up volume one. No, that was on there. That was one of the first songs on there. Hey, that CD.
So
yeah,
everybody walking around
CD,
beating it up.
No, beat it up volume one. If you couldn't get none off that CD, shit, you just fired, motherfucker.
That's fucked up.
I'm serious. Okay, I'm going to have to put Beat It Up Volume 1 back on the market.
Today's Tuesday, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. It was a promise made by this Tuesday.
Oh.
Break it down.
It's been
you know
a couple
what?
Of promises made that it just haven't happened.
You
yet.
Know what? Y'all in this little ring, I couldn't find one to fit.
Really?
Right.
He tried it.
He tried
That's
it.
That's my story I was thinking to. Hold on, y'all. Give me time. I'm sending a daughter to college. Goddamn, give me time. Hey, but you know what, though? Why I got everybody on here? Look here. Now, I understand y'all on strike. I understand that. I ain't tripping on that. But still, we still need people on there. So, SinCityRadioShow.com. Hey, even if they go on new people can't go on strike. Now, only veterans can go on strike. New people can't go on strike. But I'm saying we need some friends on that. Get a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Come on now. We have the potential to be the hottest website around. You know what I'm saying? Just need that participation. That's all.
Well, if y'all would, you know, do what y'all need to do, then that strike will be over with.
Right?
You know?
I mean, it just can't be a whole bunch of women posting up every day. We need to, you know,
hey,
some variety of men.
I'm there. Y'all need to talk for time, man. I'm there. I mean, you know what? And here's my thing. We're not, I mean, hell, male, female, we bring them all. Bring them on. Ain't nobody tripping. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's there. I mean, men are on there. Y'all can go through that. It's plenty of men that's on the site. I mean, hey, interact. You know, that's all I can tell you. Interact. I mean, shit, I'm not finna interact with them. I'm gonna be real with you.
I'm on a block list again. I'm telling you, somebody's hacking my account.
Lord.
All right, man. It's almost time to get the hell out of here. Father, huh?
You. I'm trying to get the song right quick, man.
He gonna make sure that's on tomorrow's, okay?
Oh, yeah. We're going to definitely play that for Miss Pimp tomorrow.
Let him work.
All right. Well, I let him do his thing. Delightful. Any last words for us before we get up out of here?
It's been nice. Till tomorrow.
That's what's up, Miss Pimp.
Yeah, man. Some of y'all I now know are crazy. Been documented and recorded.
Yeah.
But yes, it's been fun. You guys are the reason for my Tuesdays and my Thursdays block time, 9:30 to 11 o'clock every week. But yes, I have fun, and same time, same place tomorrow.
Okay, with that with the crazy people being said, Janine. See, there you go. It's crazy. Janine.
Yes.
What are you?
She's busy.
Any last words, woman?
Yes, had a good time. I will definitely be back next week.
Next week? Damn, why is everybody going there? You talking about Thursday? You talking about next week? Damn, what is going on?
Hey, it was a joke. Goodness, calm down. You're getting overly excited. Oh, goodness. I will be here tomorrow. Thank you very much.
She drunk, then they're going to get mad at me because she drunk. All right, bada.
Well, toast, I pick up my glass and toast for tonight. I enjoyed this evening, and I will be back tomorrow. Same time, same channel.
That's what's up. You know what, man? I know we talk a lot of shit on this show, but y'all do make these Tuesdays and Wednesdays great. And I applaud y'all for always calling in, always being there with us, and always having fun with us. Y'all are a great crew to have.
Oh,
Big Dog.
Thank you.
Oh, you wouldn't even know. I wasn't talking about you. You wasn't even on here last week. What you talking about?
Damn.
I was on last week.
Well, you know I have to fuck with you.
Okay.
Big Dog.
I was forgotten by you. It's okay.
No, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go
he'll
there.
He'll miss us if we weren't on the show anyway.
I know.
I truly
he'll
would.
He'll be calling
I truly
us.
Would. Man, hey, what the fuck is your problem? All right, Big Dog, you got any last words for us, man?
Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us on the Internet. Peace, love, and hair grease, SinCityRadioShow.com. Tomorrow night, y'all, 8:30 Central Standard Time. Y'all know how we get down.
That's
God
what
bless
we do,
night,
y'all. We're going to be on this bitch tomorrow. We're going to act a fool tomorrow. That's what we do. All right, y'all. Peace.